I have to piss like a goddamn racehorse in the middle of the first fucking act.
I got my feet in cement. I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic. We are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Hi everyone, this is Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies and French fries in her stomach at the moment. I ate a lot of them, and I think they were fried in fish oil or something. I mean, I think there was a fish in there before my fries, because it feels a little fishy. Not vaginally speaking. Speaking of vaginas, here is Wanda Wisdom, my co-host, Girdle. How are you today, Wanda? Did you have a nice summer?
I'm wonderful.
Okay. I'm lucky. What's your website? WandaWisdom.com.
Oh, God, it's very hard. WandaWisdom.com.
It's hort. It's real hort. She's going to rub it for you.
Hort.
And my other lovely... I'm pretending to be nice because it's been my fault that we haven't done a show in like 3 years. Is the lovely enchantress, whatever the Christ that means, and huge fan of Lisa Minnelli, Auntie Vera Charles.
Hello. Who's Lisa Minnelli?
Hello, ladies.
Oh, Liza Minnelli. Oh, I get it.
It's easy.
It's Italian.
Blame it on Papa.
Blame it on Papa. What can I do?
All right. So, which brings us to the first topic, which is
yes.
Liza Minnelli. Let's get it over with. But I do want to say that it is a coincidence, because on the night you were watching Liza Minnelli, I was watching a Judy Garland female impersonator. Go ahead. How was the show?
Oh, rare.
I want to hear about the female impersonator.
A gay man watching a Judy Garland impersonator.
It's not that interesting. It was part of a beauty pageant, and she didn't win.
Oh.
I mean, a lesbian.
But it was good. It was wonderful, actually. I loved it, but it was my favorite piece, but it didn't win. So, but it was that's not relevant. I wanted to know about Liza Minnelli.
I can't even begin to tell you the combination of absolute fucking train wreck and... Oh my God, she's still got it all at the same time.
Explain.
I mean, well, some songs she did really, really well. I mean, she's got the old lady can't sing anymore tricks that they do to sustain notes at the end, like, you know, repeating the note over and over again. But all that is they're taking a breath. Can you give me an
example of that, please?
Well, if you go, wow, ooh, wow. Ooh, whoa, at the end, instead of whoa, see the difference?
Uh-huh.
You're breathing. The first one, you're breathing, so you can sustain the note because you're old, which she did a lot of. But she nailed some songs, and other songs were just like, my God. I mean, she had to sit down because she's got two fake hips and a bad knee.
Did she have an oxygen tank?
I'm sure off stage she ran off and sucked in some oxygen. She's 63. She doesn't have any of her original body parts anymore. So
what were the good songs? What were the bad ones?
She sang The World Goes Round really, really great. I mean, she just nailed it. She belted the shit out of it. And then I'm trying to think of what she just butchered. She was doing shit. I don't know what the fuck she was doing, but she was doing shit like her mother sang. And she's never done that before. I've seen her like 3 times. Well, I saw her when she was young. This is the first time I've seen her old.
Like songs that her mother sang?
Yeah. She was doing like this mini tribute to her mom, and she shouldn't, you know, because Judy had those songs. Judy did those songs the way they were supposed to be done. Liza shouldn't go near them. But, you know, who's going to advise her?
So those are the bad ones.
Yeah, and
my guess is that there's a few homosexuals telling her what to sing.
Okay.
Probably. Yeah.
You know, her backers will sell more tickets.
Yeah.
Probably. But it was just
And then what I want to know is, of course, because it does eventually come back to me, is why did this cause you to dream about me 6 times during a wet orgasmic dream?
What? Oh, that is disgusting.
I have
Tell me about it.
Well, gosh. I've been missing you a lot because it's been so long since we've done our show. And I've been missing you and thinking about
you a lot. Did we skip a few shows? I don't remember.
I don't remember. No. I think it was less than a year.
And so you had been on my mind for a very long time. And for some reason, I have no idea why, and it was an unbelievable coincidence that that I woke up to an email from you that particular morning. But I dreamt about you, and it was a very wonderful dream because, unlike reality, you were very sweet and kind and gentle to me.
I was going to say, this sounds like a nightmare. It's the Twilight Zone.
It's a nightmare for me, that's for sure.
So it was a very nice dream.
What did I do that was so nice? Did I bake you a cake?
No, we just talked, and you were very gentle, and we talked about important things that have been going on in my mind. And
it's almost like, get this, it's almost like she died, and it was like one of them visitation dreams that, you know, when you have a relative and they pass on and then they come to you in your dream.
Mine wouldn't be nice. Exactly. Mine would have been Frumacera.
Are you dead?
Frumacera.
Yeah. Mine would have been Frumacera, like, give me back those pearls, bitch.
So that's and all of that wrapped up into one was it was very nice to wake up to an email saying, hey, I got time. We're going to do a show again.
Okay.
So I was very happy.
Good. Now, okay. Wanda, you've had several. We haven't done a show since your whole pride. That is to say, we don't have it.
Right.
So you were a very busy gal. How was that for you?
Oh, this is very Barbara Walters.
I just want to talk wonderful. About something. I'm just trying to have a topic before the real topic.
It was proud. No, I looked fabulous, I must say.
Oh, you did. I agree with you, actually. I did see the pictures. You did look really good. I hate to admit.
I know, right? Yeah. Did you see, are you talking about the photos of me in black?
Yes, with the beautiful hair.
I know. Wasn't that hair fabulous? I had a friend put that hair together based on a musician that I love and adore.
Who?
And
Kylie Minogue.
Roisin Murphy.
I don't know about these lesbians. I mean, I do.
Anyway,
but not that one.
So it was fabulous. I borrowed some costume pieces from real live performers and this tranny that has a real vagina. She's wonderful.
Did you borrow her vagina?
No, but I got to see her titties. Went to her dressing room one night and her boobs were just hanging out.
That shit's scary. I know this tranny too. Her name is Kelly, and I saw her change because I was in the dressing room, and everybody in there was a lot of people there, including lesbians, and everybody was like staring at her with their jaw on the floor because the titties are so huge.
Mm-hmm. Was she kind of big?
No, but her tits and her hips were humongous. Like the silicone, something happens to it. Maybe it's because it was warm. It expands. I don't know.
Well, you know, they can get pumped with silicone or they can have implants.
I think it was dumped, not pumped.
Dumped. Pump and dump. So, yeah, I had a great pride. Then I was the belle of the pride parade.
What do you
mean? Know that we have, like, one of the world's largest pride parades?
No, I did not know that.
It's true. We have a bigger parade than your lovely parade there in Chicago.
Really? Yes. Well, you can have it. I didn't even go.
Anyway,
I didn't even go to the parade. I didn't know.
I
that.
Was riding atop a party bus, and I looked fabulous.
What was going on in the bus?
There was some sober.
Oh, okay.
People.
Was it from a sober club or what?
No, it was just my gal pals.
From sponsored by your whatever that
yeah it was
thing.
All sponsored Lavender. By WandaWisdom.com Lavender Media and the lovely people of Premier Limo had a party bus for me to chariot down the parade.
So
route.
You were
Why
sort of
laughing?
You were sort of Anti Vera esque with your R or a V in a way.
Yes.
Is that why you're laughing, Vera? Because it's like you.
No.
Were you jealous? Like, oh, I could have been in that.
Yeah, I should have been there. It should have been me. I'm the star. It should have been me.
No, you would have been inside eating a Bundt cake and typing about people or something.
Absolutely.
Twittering.
Twittering.
I did see the one picture, and I particularly loved, taken from inside the limo as you're climbing your ass out through the sunroof up your dress. That was a fun picture.
Eesh. That was a classy photo.
It was very classy. I liked it a lot.
Wow. Onward and inward. Okay, so I skipped the Pride Parade. I went to the Black Pride Parade at the Pork instead, and I had a wonderful time. We took some nice pictures and went with Trotsky to the Black Pride, and then I just hung out with some friends at a barbecue. I didn't go.
Was that like a Black Gay Pride?
It was. It's not the official Black Pride because that was the following weekend, but every year at Montrose, which is the Pork across the street from me, there's like all the, like, you know, sort of not just Black but like Latino and their fans, people, they set up tents, and it's just this huge thing, and they have a gigantic sound stage and a whole lot of toilets and some rather large people using them. And I hung around by the toilets, took some pictures of the big people like I like to do, and posted them on my Twitter, and it was real good. Questions?
No.
Okay.
What were you eating?
I couldn't eat while I'm standing next to a restroom.
Oh, damn. Well, what were they cooking?
All kinds of things. There were, at least as far as I can remember, there weren't really any concessions. It was like mostly like little private barbecues, and nobody invited me. Everybody wanted to see Trotsky, though. But they're like, what kind of dog is that? I'm like, Italian Greyhound. They're like, he's pretty. He was just a star, of course.
He's a star everywhere. He's an absolute precious animal. What are all the sound effects we're hearing in the background at your apartment?
Lesbians drilling as usual.
Are they doing anything in particular, or are these sex toys?
I don't fucking know what they're doing. They're probably eating each other's pussies.
While they're drilling.
They're drilling for... Oh, I did see the clitoris stories. A friend of mine put on a play... Well, a friend, more of an acquaintance, put on a play called The Clitoris Stories. Now, I thought, silly me, I thought it was going to be sort of a takeoff or a parody on the vagina monologues.
Uh-huh.
It was dead serious. And I was told not to talk about it, so I'm going to. And it was like so serious, and it was 2.5 hours. I mean, it was really good, well written. But, you know, being a lesbian with food allergies, I had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the first act, which was very long. Very long, 2.5 hour play about clitorises. Yeah. How far they are away from the vagina, why we don't talk about them, why we don't talk about them, why we don't talk about them, except for Cheryl. And yeah, obviously she doesn't know Cheryl. And why we don't have nicknames for the clitoris, like we do all, I mean, this is 2.5 hours of this shit, right? I have to piss like a goddamn racehorse in the middle of the first fucking act, like really fucking piss. And it's a little tiny theater called the Conservatory, you know, a little storefront theater. I'm like, I gotta pee, goddamn. And I talk to my friend next to me, I'm like, I gotta pee. Is it okay? He's like, I don't know, girl. You know, it's awfully small in here, and they're pretty serious about their glitz.
Oh, man.
I'm like, well, I have to go. So I run out the front through their little cheap-ass curtain, and I look for the bathroom by the, you know, the reception desk. I don't see a bathroom. And I see there's a stairs to the basement. I go to the basement. There's people changing, with the, you know, they're naked, and they're changing. And I'm like, excuse me, where's the bathroom? And they go, oh, you have to go through the audience. It's in the back of the audience.
Oh, man.
I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I'm going to go back there, and then while the clitorises are still on, I'm going to go back and take a piss in the back of the goddamn theater. So I ran to the goddamn coffee shop. But the good news is they had red velvet cupcakes. So I had a red velvet cupcake and a nice piss. And then I came back. And
so it wasn't a total loss.
Well, it was, because then in the second act. And in the second act, they had an interview with the clitoris. Okay. They did like a fake. I swear this is true. They did a fake Barbara Walters kind of, or no, more like an Ellen or Oprah thing, where they had, you know, the talk show.
And
the guest was the clitoris. And the clitoris was this person dressed up in red and pink with a pink hoodie, talking like Marilyn Monroe about how nobody ever gives me the attention I deserve, and I only come out when I only come out when everybody's ready. You know, it was just ridiculous.
And she's
wearing this hoodie, and I'm like thinking to myself, this playwright, no offense, is so retarded. How could she miss this opportunity? Here she has this clitoris dressed up like Little Edie, and she's not even using it. You know, it could be, I'm in clitoris, I'm the best thing for the day. You know, that could have made it for me. But no, she has the clitoris act like Marilyn fucking Monroe in another half hour of clits. And then they sing a song about clitorectomies and how clitorectomy is worse than a hysterectomy. Can you imagine this shit?
I can't. Wow. I can't imagine sticking around. You must owe somebody big favors.
Well, and then I talked to my friend. I said, "What are you going to say?" And he's going to say, "I'm going to do what friends do."
Yeah, like us for listening. To
exactly.
This.
I'm now. You know why we don't do pogroms very much. I said, "What are you going to tell her?" Because we ran away. You know, I didn't know what to say. She said, "Well," he said, "I'm going to do what good friends do. I'm going to tell her it was great." I said, "Really? I wouldn't want you to tell me it was great if it sucked." He said, "Well, that's what friends do." I'm like, "Okay." So, of course, I avoided her. And then I saw her again on Saturday and avoided her again. I said to my friend, I said, "So what'd you tell her?" She said, "I told her it was wonderful."
Well, you know, you could always do it like a euphemism and still tell the truth by going like, "That was truly, your show was the best cupcake I ever ate." And you could really, you know, like that meant something, but it really means that you had a cupcake during it.
Well, I'm not that clever, but I did what I suggested to my friend is, why don't you just say, "Well, it was good, but it wasn't your best work."
Nah.
Why the fuck can't you? I mean, you're an artist. You have to take criticism or you're going to suck forever, right?
Right.
God knows we take criticism. I mean, come on. The nonstop barrage of criticism. Jesus Christ. Just try. Have you read the last few comments, Wander?
No.
I'm going to click on them.
They're insane. Some complete. Yeah, Aunt Carol commented, and I know it wasn't really Aunt Carol.
What? It was not really Aunt Carol.
And they were so insane that I approved them all because they were just universally nuts.
Is this on the most recent?
Yeah. The most recent show from 3 months ago or whatever.
Aunt Carol, fight Obama's high tech. What?
Read it, please. Read it.
Fight. Should I do it in Aunt Carol voice?
Sure.
Fight Obama's high taxes. America, join Teabaggers Anonymous today. High taxes suck big juicy balls, you dirty liberals. Signed, a proud teabagging conservative of America, goddammit. I don't get that. Why would people...
I didn't know Aunt Carol was a conservative.
Well, she's anything that got a dick.
I thought she was kind of apolitical.
Or a drink.
AIDS political.
She's a neoliberal.
Yeah. So that was fun. And what else? So what I wanted to talk about was healthcare. It's a bit of a quandary because I know
that
we all basically have the same. Is it? Oh, I didn't think so.
What did you say? I didn't hear it, Wanda. You got all Skypey.
I said, "That's a great segue."
Oh, okay.
And then I said,
irony.
"Is it?"
Well, Madge is the master of the segue.
Mm. Right.
Right.
So
is that scooter thing? Oh,
yes.
What? Okay. Oh, that Sorry. Thing. God, I'm so slow today. It's all the grease. I'm going to have a shit tomorrow that's all greasy. Okay, so the reason I was hesitant to discuss it is because I know we're basically all going to agree on this because it's so fucking obvious. Mm. But I still wanted to talk about it because it's so important, and I haven't been talking about it on my show because all I talk about it is pee-pee and doo-doo. Mm-hmm. So...
The important things.
The importance of being prolapsed, of course. And, you know, it's just like what set me off is, okay, there's this lady on Facebook. I know her. She has a podcast, The Fly Swatter Show. And I've known her since LiveJournal for years and years. And she said some intelligent thing about healthcare. I don't remember the comment. You know, basically, you know, pro, you know, public healthcare option. And then some friend of hers replied to it saying, "Really, friend? Now, what if you worked for the insurance company and then there was a public health care option? What do you think would happen to your job?" And I thought, are you serious? This is the most moronic argument I've ever heard. It's like, well, mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, and I didn't reply because I don't reply to complete idiocy like that because it's obviously just some Bill O'Reilly parrot or something. Yeah. But I thought, you know, that person will probably lose their job, only they will have health insurance. Unlike me, who lost her job, _, and has to pay $500 a month, and then after Obama, $200 a month. You know? Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I wanted to sort of, I don't know, I want to accomplish the idea that we all need to root for the public option in the healthcare plan. And what do we need to do to help make this happen and fight the idiocy that bees?
That bees?
The idiocy that bees, as in to be.
I know she's got some astute things to say.
Move to a country with socialized medicine.
Oh yes, yeah, see.
Okay, that's good. What if that's not an option?
You know, I don't. Please, you're talking to someone who's not very well versed in this kind of stuff at all. But I can't imagine that with the stupid ass doctors screaming like they are,
yeah,
and all of the profit taking and all of the money mongering, that the healthcare system is going to change easily. I don't know how it's possible.
I thought the doctors want the change. Isn't that what the AMA says?
Yeah, unfortunately,
the AMA does not want the healthcare option.
No.
The public option.
Oh, they don't?
They came out against it. Because remember, the AMA is just a portion of doctors, and it's generally more conservative.
I didn't realize that. I must have misheard something.
Politically conservative group of doctors. They're not like, you know, general practitioners who...
You know, we have French neighbors that literally... were French people until they moved here. In other words, they lived their
lives.
Wait
a second. You had French neighbors who were French people? I don't get it.
I know. That's the second time that's gone around. It wasn't funny the first time either. Now, I'm being terribly inarticulate and trying to simply say that they are French citizens that are now living here and working in America.
Yes.
And they are also doctors. And mm-hmm. they are stunned at in other words, when they became doctors in France and their colleagues were studying to be doctors in France, the goal was to heal people. That's why they wanted to become doctors. That was the motivation. And they talk to colleagues in America and they find motivation is money. That's why people become doctors here, is to be rich.
Yeah.
Are we still there? Are you still there, Mitch?
I am, okay. But I didn't, I mean...
I heard
you
a
don't think people,
sound.
It's this fucking Skype shit. It won't be on the recording. Wanda's okay. Sending me something. Oh, no. No,
and
I know.
Now
Vera's
a plane
get
is
very
about to
upset.
Crash into your building.
I'm like, I shouldn't have said that because Vera's going to be very upset if she didn't get it, too. That's
no, she
beautiful.
Got the same thing.
That's beautiful. If you drink like a man, you might end up looking like one. I don't think that's funny. I don't think that's funny. It looks kind of like me,
like
except with a bulbous alcoholic nose. Actually, she might be a little prettier than me because I do like her hair a lot.
Your file.
It's great hair.
I don't know how to find it because this is that new goddamn Skype window that I'm not even familiar with. So.
There you go.
Yeah, Skype is new.
I'm an idiot.
Well,
you said it, not me.
Okay, there we go.
Well, I did too, actually. Just not
so,
on the phone.
You're basically saying what, Vera?
Oh, I'm babbling, but what I'm saying is the motivation.
Oh my God, she at least admits.
Oh,
it.
Honey, I'll always admit that.
That's step one.
I'm admitting I have a problem. Mm-hmm. The motivation for getting into the medical profession in the United States is to make money and to become rich, and that does not that's mutually exclusive to the concept of let's give universal health care where. Maybe the profit margin would be a little bit less for the doctors, but it would be terrific for the citizens of America that everybody would be taken care of health wise. It's not. It's how many Mercedes can I have? And so anything that gets in that way is going to come up against opposition.
Do you agree with that opinion?
Say that again. I said,
do you agree with Wanda? I mean, with Vera. Christ.
No, what did Vera say?
She said basically doctors in America are only in it for the money, whereas in socialized medicine countries, they're generally in
it to
help people.
Well, but, you know, that's sure if we're going to oversimplify things, right? I mean, generally speaking, it's a capitalist system, so doctors rewards. But it's not that it's capitalist. I think it's that it's not outcome-based. You can have a capitalist system that would be more, drive doctors more toward... outcomes that are financially rewarding to them,
yeah,
that are also healthier for patients. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think capitalism has its place in healthcare, but it also has its place where it doesn't belong. I think like where it does belong is in the pharmaceutical industry because it does create competition and some really good drugs, although it should be regulated so it's not so expensive. My friend is here visiting me from the Netherlands, and he was telling me, and he's in the pharmaceutical industry, he was telling me that the reason that the AIDS drugs are only one pill a day now is because of competition, because they had to compete with each other and get, you know, for sales and whatnot. So they would compete by reducing the amount of pills you have to take, and now they're competing by reducing the number of side effects and so forth. So I think it has its place. I don't think it has its place in the insurance industry. I think that that is a disaster. But like, I was trying to think of an argument, like, because I try to like make things simple in order to make sense. People in America are idiots, as evidenced by the fact that New Orleans is the most fastest growing city in the country, evidently. So that proves that you need to oversimplify for a bunch of morons. The Republicans are doing it by saying they're going to take your health care away, you're going to lose your doctor, the end, and you're going to die of a liver cancer or something. Well, I have news for you. First of all, you're going to die, period. But that's irrelevant. My argument is just very simply, just vote for your own self-interest. You know, this is America. It's capitalism. It's about, you know, looking out for number one, right? So look out for your own best interest. So if you would be taxed a shitload of money and it wouldn't be worth it for you to get a public health care system, then you know what? Call your congressman and tell him not to vote for it. If you're in that, you know, 1% or whatever that makes more than $300,000 a year or whatever the fuck it is. But if you make less than that, and if you think you would benefit when you look at it objectively, and if you think you and your family would benefit with a healthcare system because you would have a job, even you would have healthcare no matter what happens in your life and have the same doctor no matter what happens, then maybe you should call your congressman and say, we really need this thing. I don't care what the insurance companies are doing to your asshole with their tongues. Mm. Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, look out for your own best interests. That's my argument.
And then is that the assumption, with that assumption, that more people would?
Sure.
Because then more people would say it's better for me to have a public option.
Yeah. Just look at it for your own self-interest. And, you know, in that way, it's an honest thing. You know, you have to analyze it, you know, carefully.
Well, and the truth is, I mean, at least from what I've heard, that public opinion is kind of soundly in favor of a public option.
Right.
It's the interests that have the ear of our elected representatives that are squelching any discussion.
Right. So it should be simple then. It should be simple. Makes it even easier. AIDS?
Yeah.
I knew this would be a bogus subject, but I wanted to talk about it anyway.
Well, no, you guys can. I mean, you two can speak about it intelligently. I don't have. Once again, I am not well read in this concept.
But that's never stopped you from giving an opinion before.
True.
Normally, my opinions are relatively well informed, not always totally informed. And also, I must say that I'm very proud of one thing, that I, as opposed to some others, can be swayed with intelligent conversation and reasoning.
Okay.
And so there.
Yeah. Wanda's going insane with this. She must have just figured out how to send files. Sit and soak for hemorrhoid sufferers. It does look pretty. I was just talking about my post-Obama hemorrhoid earlier today. Most effective, most economical, and easiest sitz bath that a patient can... I can't sit and while in it.
While
duty, sitting
in a safe sitting position.
Simply insert. Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I can't read it. I'm like over 59, so.
Simply insert into toilet seat and fill with water at prescribed temperatures. Nothing to assemble, nothing to connect.
It's
eliminates
a fucking
long
salad bowl. You sit in your fucking...
I know,
it's
totally
salad
like
you
a
put
Pyrex
in your toilet.
Bowl.
Vera, you're not going to use a salad bowl for your hemorrhoids, are
Why
you?
Not? No, of course you can, because you kill two birds with one stone that way.
And then you just use balsamic vinaigrette next time.
Absolutely.
Oh, look, gross. It says ideal for hemorrhoid and other perennial disease sufferers. So Cheryl could use this on her laps.
Goody.
Well, there we are.
When
there
somebody else
it.
Mentions the prolapse, I'm in heaven, you know. I'm good. Feel free to elaborate on said prolapse. Have you heard Cheryl's latest thing that she's into, these body dedications?
What?
Okay.
No.
So there's this YouTube video that I showed her. Well, maybe she saw it first. I don't know, whatever. Of this charming African-American girl, probably an art student because it's so clever. And she does these body dedications. And she's just enormous. She's of Meltonian. I'm sorry, Schruck Bella Mortensteinian proportions. And she says, she starts off like, "Thank you, Toes. Thank you, Toes, for holding me up. You do such a good job. I love you, Toes. Thank you, thank you, Stomach. You always do what you're supposed to do. Sometimes you're a little bit," you get the picture, right? "Thank you, Lips." You know, and so Cheryl's been doing her own body dedications, and it's really gotten completely out of control. Completely.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to hear some of them in case they are personally relevant. I don't know. I'm just saying. They're hilarious.
Uh-huh.
On her Twitter stream. I believe her Twitter name is Cheryl Prolapse. Vera, if you want to insert one, go ahead, but I could certainly understand if you don't. I'm feeling an uncomfortable silence.
Wanda.
Yes.
What have you been doing to keep yourself busy since we last did a program?
Program? I don't know, really.
Masturbating, I mean, your vagina? You getting laid or what?
Pretty much. No, working on my program. I don't know.
Well, I've been helping.
Nothing I want to talk about with you.
I've been helping the world become a better place by increasing the amount of thug porn in the world.
Oh, uh-huh. What? Oh.
Thug porn. As Cheryl would volunteering. Say, oh. I'm still trying to get a real job, but for now I'm prawning. Never mind. I forgot I'm not talking
I want
about
a
that.
Tattoo. That's my latest thing. I really want a tattoo artist to sponsor my program so that I can get a fucking tattoo
of what?
Already. I want all sorts of things, but primarily, do you know Muha, the artist?
No, I don't.
Mucha? Muha?
No, and I'm not going to Google him because I'm afraid it'll crash me computy.
No, it's he's like Art Nouveau. Very okay. Natural.
You mean like RK? Like that?
I don't know.
1980s
what that
shit?
No, ow. Late 19th century.
Oh, okay.
Early 20th century.
Yeah, I know what
century.
You're talking about now, yeah.
Yeah.
You want that on your vagina?
I do, on my lips.
Okay, and what's this I heard lips. About your balls falling out at the gym? Is that true?
Oh, they did. They did.
What?
Where did you hear that, I wonder?
Where did I hear that? Where do you think?
I wonder. Yes, no, I was stupid. I made a horrible choice.
Yeah.
That I will not make again.
Uh-huh.
I took a class in my short shorts with no undies.
You took a class. Normally, hold on, emphasis time. You took a class in your short shorts without underwear. What kind of class?
Core.
Haven't we gone through you not wearing underwear
before? No, but
before,
this was.
And didn't
this
you
was
learn your lesson?
I did, but this was on the gym floor, like lifting weights. And nothing.
Apparently,
ever
you didn't
popped
learn
out.
Your lesson.
Now, what exactly is whore class?
Cohore, C-O-R-E, like right. Apple core.
Okay.
It's the part of your body which you probably haven't been aware of for quite some time.
The vagine?
No. It's like,
the
you
clitoris?
Know. Your middle, your center.
They call it the girdle of muscle.
Oh, yes. Girdle.
Well, she would know that. But anyway, so I have these short shorts that I normally wear for my step aerobics class, and I have to wear undies with them because, you know, you're jumping around and you don't want your bits and pieces to flop about when you're doing steps. So I wear undies at the gym now. Thank you very much. Well, I got up one morning to do this.
You were
going to
say Mernon, weren't you?
Mernon. This Merkin at 6:15. It was so freaking early. I just threw on a pair of shorts. I forgot what I was doing. And so there I am spreading my
layups
and doing, you know, lifts.
Why didn't you just not take the class or get some underwear at the Gap next door?
Well, luckily, first of all, there's not a Gap next door, but
do you realize somebody, luckily, you might have given a bunch of people some really bad luck for 7 years?
Are you saying looking at my junk is equivalent to a broken mirror?
Yes.
The mirror has two faces.
Well, I just go by my, you know, my ancient wisdom. If a woman see another woman pussy, she go broke. If a man see another man jubilees in this car class, he go broke.
The good news is there was no one in front of me except there was a mirrored wall.
That's a big except. So you were looking at your own balls while you're doing this. Did you get hard watching yourself and your balls leak out?
No, I kept it very strategical for most of the class. But there was one move where I was like, I had to stop. I'm like, I can't do this. This is rude. So I just laid there. And I'm sure the instructor was like, oh, you're so weak, you can't do this move. When really, I was just trying to shield everyone from my bulls.
And the snatch. I mean, and the associated stench. You know, something similar happened to me, but totally different. My vagina was totally covered, but I was sitting in the front of a yoga class during this Saturday class, and the teacher on Saturday is so fucking happy, and she's like plus size, and she's always all about your abundance. You know, stretch out your abundance if you have a lot of abundance, which means you're fat ass. So she does. They do this stretch at the end of the class that I fucking hate, which is that one where you'd basically just spread your legs out into a big V while you're on the floor. Spreading your goddamn cunt out for everyone. Now, my cunt was totally covered. But I was just like, and I'm sitting right across, like directly in front of her. And the class is like probably, you know, 40 people. And she starts to do it. And then I don't do it. She says, what's wrong? Why aren't you doing it? I said, I'm not going to do it. And she said, was there something wrong? I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
My.
Oh, you got...
I got
saucy.
A little bit weird, yeah. And then, like,
why?
I kept my legs closed because I didn't want to spread out my lips for her.
Wow.
I just get so tired of spreading out my goddamn lips in that fucking class. They're my lips, and I want to keep them closed sometime.
But only really? In the class.
It might have had a fishy perch odor as well. That might have had something to do with it, actually, come to think of it.
Do you not? Oh, can I tell you before I get back to you, it's all about me.
Yes.
I took my first yoga class on Sunday.
Oh, good. Did you like it?
I did, except I learned something that I
can eat your own
spilled
pussy.
A cup or some shit like that. Like my lower areas.
You know, Skype is so what? Bad, it sounded like you said, I spilled my poppers. And I know that that's not what you said.
She said she
spilled my
cuppers. But I don't understand that. You mean your that jock strap? That cup?
No, she said the way that I hold my pelvis is very common for men, that I need to relax it and let it down. So she like came around during the class and like pushed my pelvis down. She's actually, I didn't mind her touching me. Most people I would, you know, unless we're on first name terms, I probably wouldn't do that. But anyway.
What position was it that you had your pelvis all fucked?
Any position where, you know, you're like the warrior thing.
Uh-huh. I see.
Like you're supposed to be squatting down. Anytime I was squatting, I was not.
Bearing down a little.
I needed to bear down a little more, I think. And she said that it's routine for men to put all their energy in their upper body.
Well, she sounds like a good teacher.
She's very nice.
Are you
going to
go back?
Oh, yes. I'll be doing that on Sunday.
Is it true, by the way, that you're coming to Chicago for Market Dates?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. I also have a friend, my friend John P., who's been on this program. He's going to be in Minneapolis next month, and I really need to meet him, Harriet. You've talked to him on the showroom before. And
okay.
He wants to come to visit, you know, places where talk about diets, if you know what I mean.
Oh, sure. No, I was going to say I can give him the grand tour.
Okay. I seen balls too, and I wanted to talk about that. I was on the receiving end of a ball slash, and I thought maybe I could relate to you how it feels to have to get a surprise ball attack on your eyes. What happened is I was at this post 9/11
on your eyes, like
yes,
or in
through them. Whatever. Fuck. I'm not an English teacher. Okay, so I was at this post, I keep wanting to say post 9/11, post Pride Parade party. And yeah, I'm sitting in a circle with these nice people, nice young men and women's, and most were actually quite attractive. But there was this one man who had, he's probably 70 years old, which is fine, had a lot of liver spots, which is also fine, very nice person, wearing shorts. And the problem is, and I was sitting next to a friend of mine. I don't want to say any names, but I was sitting next to this friend of mine, and we're sitting there for a while talking and having a nice time. And then I realized I saw this, all this mass of elephant man-like skin, which I realized was the 70-year-old woman man's balls hanging out through his whole pant leg. I mean, it was like normal shorts or like cargo pants. The balls were enormous. Oh, she's disgusted when it's not her. So,
well, mine aren't 70. Mine are kind of tossed.
Okay, well, give it a few years. So these balls, and I said to my friend, I said, I can see Joe's balls. And he turned to me and he starts laughing hysterically. He goes, I know, I've been looking at him the whole time. I didn't know what to do. And then we start laughing. Well, of course, everybody in our little circle wants to know what's so funny. So I send a text message to another friend who's in the circle. I said, I see Joe's balls. And I said, Chris, do you have your cell phone? Because he didn't react. I said, he's like, oh, no, I left it at home. I said, God damn it. So I handed my cell phone with the message out, and I showed him what it says. I see Joe's balls. And then we had to pass it around to everybody except Joe. It was kind of rude. But he finally crossed his legs. The end.
Wow.
That's what it's like to be 12? On the other side of the... Excuse me?
Are you 12? Now, what if he was like...
I wish I was
30
12.
And hot.
I'm a lesbian, you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What,
okay,
what
let me
point
rephrase.
Do balls serve? It's like, would I get turned on by seeing another woman's
lips.
Ovaries? No.
Lips?
Lips, yes, that's good. Lips, good. Balls ain't good. But see, lips are like seeing dick, I would imagine, if you're a man. That's cool to see some lips if they hot. If they 70 and they balls, nope. Just like seeing a dried up uterus. Nobody wants to see that shit.
I wonder if there's any kind of like surgery to get your balls rejuvenated, like when you're old. You know there's got to be.
They talked about that in the Clitoridis monologues or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a song about that shit too, except for clits. You know, like women have surgery to alter them their vaginas because vaginas are okay to talk about because you can say all these different words about the vagina, but nobody ever talks about the clit. Nobody ever talks about it.
This is a scary play. This is just a scary play, an entire play about one part of the body.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I got a Zoom H2.
What the fuck does that mean?
It's one of those portable recording devices.
Oh.
So I could take it on the road.
Cool. What were you using before?
I would take my laptop and then hook up a terrible USB mic, and it sounded like shit.
Oh, no kidding. I always thought you used a real camera.
For audio podcasts.
Oh, for audio. I'm sorry. I thought you meant a video recorder.
No, video. I take video with video tape.
Okay.
Yes.
This is one of those flash drives.
I don't know.
You don't know what
it's
means.
Memory. It's memory right. card.
Right. Okay. Are you using it now, or you only use that when you're traveling?
I use it when I'm traveling.
Those are wonderful things.
It's very exciting because it has four condenser mics in it. It looks like an electric razor.
Yeah.
Two on the front, two on the back, and so you can put it into
your vagina.
Put it in your vagina. Uh-huh. Put it on four channel mode, and it will record front of your vagina and the back of your vagina.
It has four, it can record quadraphonically.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Honest to God, four channels.
How do you listen to that? Oh, you have to have four speakers, right?
Yeah, you'd have to run it out of quad, but you can record two
that
channel
rocks.
Record two channel using all four mics, and it'll split it stereo.
Yeah,
but
it's still
front and back.
Oh my God, that's amazing! How much was this thing?
It was only $150.
Holy Christ on a vagina fix!
Yeah, it's called a Zoom H2. It's been around for quite a while, and it's like they have ones that are more expensive in different makes, but this is the only one with the four microphones.
I love it. I want to mention a piece of technology as well. It's for the iPod or the BlackBerry, and it is the most amazing thing. It's an application called, and it's free. It's called I gotta look. It's called Recall, Requall, and what it is, it's like a it's one of those life organizing things which are typical, you know, task manager, all that shit. Except it's voice recognition, and it's really smart because it. You click the button, you tell it something like, okay, I have to record Eat This Hot Show with Wanda Wisdom and Auntie Vera tomorrow at 4. And then it sends it to the server, And then it comes back in a couple minutes along with a text message that transcribed it into text.
Wow.
Accurately.
Very cool.
And then it goes into your back into your handheld device. And then it automatically puts it in your calendar and reminds you at that time, just from what you said, it'll send you a text message before the time that you have the appointment or whatever. And if I click on your name, it'll call you.
Ooh.
All from just talking to the goddamn thing, and it's fucking free, Mary.
Wow.
Wow.
I should get a fucking commission. It's really, really cool. Really cool. Can I also talk about a clam bake?
Please do.
Oh, yeah, and then remind me, because I forgot I have one very important thing I didn't talk about.
Give me a clue so I'll remind you, because I need to write it down.
The uterus that I came flying out of.
Your mom.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get there. So before we talk about Wanda's mother's hysterectomy, let's finish my topic, which is the clam bake. This is fast, but I had to open up this meeting room because the person who chairs the meeting said he couldn't be there. He's very hoity-toity type. He said, I can't be there. I have to be at a social event. I said, fine. And this was the day before the Miss Serenity pageant, and I was supposed to go there to set up my video camera. Instead, I had to open up this fucking room for my friend Bill. And I get there at 7 o'clock. The meeting starts at 7:30. And the meeting's already open, and there's Don. And I said, Don, what's going on? Why is this room open? Why do I bother? You know, what? I missed the whole, I'm really fucked up my schedule because of this. And he said, oh, well, he's over at the Dunkin' Donuts with an iced tea wearing a suit. I said, what the fuck's he doing there? He said, I'll see you in a few minutes. I said, how could that be? I'm here because he can't open the room. And sure enough, Bill comes in a few minutes later with his tea and a beautiful suit, his tea from the Dunkin' Donuts, an iced tea, I'm not sure what kind, but it was iced. And he said, oh, so-and-so and I were supposed to attend the Lakeshore Country Club's annual clam bake.
Oh.
But we were uninvited at the last moment because it turns out it was a members-only event. I said, really? He said, you do know, and he talks like that. He said, you do know what kind of a country club it is, don't you? And I go, no. He goes, it's a Jewish country club. And I said, what? You're telling me they have a clam bake at a fucking Jewish country club? You got to be kidding me.
Talk about Trafe.
But the funniest thing was what Don said before I left and went to the theater to do what I was supposed to do. He said, what do they do? Barbecue them on crucifixes? The end. Okay, back to your mother.
Okay. So
I just wanted to say clam bake. Sorry.
Guess who was in town last week?
Your mother.
Your mother's
my
uterus?
Mother.
Yay! Yes.
So she visited last week. It was very fun. She got to see where I live and where I work and meet some of my gal pals.
How's she doing?
She's doing wonderful. You know, the woman. She's grieving well.
Yeah.
That's possible, I don't know. But one of the things she had to do is do something about my father's vehicle. So she takes his vehicle in, and then she decides to take her vehicle in.
Oh my God.
And trade it in for a new vehicle for her to, she's like, it's time. It's a new chapter of my life. I'm going to get a new car.
And this has what to do with you urinating with a Lemay purse in a parking lot that you just sent me?
Because I just thought you needed to see that.
Okay. Sorry.
Anyway, so she goes to the dealership and she buys
your necklace, though.
I know, isn't that flashy?
Very nice. It looks like 1,000 earrings.
It looks like the Princess rubies. Carlotta's necklace from the Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay, so go on about your mother and her grieving.
So she buys a new car, and she goes all out, and she gets a sports car. I think it's kind of a midlife crisis.
What kind?
But, it's a Jaguar X something, okay. Two-seater coupe.
Right. Okay.
She says, I'm the cool mom now.
Right.
I was like, oh, okay. If you knew my mother, you would just find that.
Well, my mother has a BMW, and it's weird because she's very, Jewish. That took a while to get used to.
Yeah, for some reason, I could never see my mother buying a Jaguar. I mean, she's driven, Cadillacs and Lincolns and things like that. But a little tiny zippity sports car, for some reason, makes me laugh. Not that I wouldn't want to be driving the thing.
People do weird stuff when they're grieving.
Mm-hmm.
And if it makes her a little happy, you know, good for her. But you know what? Another story I heard is from today. I don't know if you know this. I get all this information from Europe because my friend came here. If you've already heard this story, if it's common knowledge, I apologize. But do you know that there were two people, who, you know, that flight that crashed that was going from France to Brazil or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there was a couple who was on who were supposed to be on that plane. At the last minute, they got, you know, they decided to not go and drive instead, right? So they lived. So yep. They were, in a way, the only two survivors of this plane. So they drove to, I forget where they were going, like Morocco or something, and somehow went through Austria on the way, drove off a cliff and died.
Oh, my yep. God.
Yeah, I heard that.
Did you hear about that?
They were meant yeah. to go.
Oh, you did? Shit.
I hadn't heard about it.
Okay, I know. You kind of have to wonder if they, fate's just like, uh-uh.
No. Yeah, you finna die.
You were supposed to do.
It reminded me of the TV show Lost. Okay, we should wrap up, I think, soon. Or like,
well,
maybe.
we have 10 minutes still.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
Not really, no.
But don't push your luck on our first show back.
Okay.
Yeah. But we can take a while wrapping up if you want to extraduce yourselves. Vera, would you care to extraduce yourself?
Please. My name is Auntie Vera Charles, and you can find me at veraspeaks.com. I have a post office box now, so you can send me presents. It's P.O. Box 561, Woodland Hills, California, 91365.
You have a P.O. box?
Yes.
Do people use it?
Yeah, I get presents all the time.
Nice
what
to know the
hell do you
nice
get?
To know the Baroness can afford a P.O. box.
It's they're like $30 for 6 months, which is not too bad.
I have money flying out my ass.
Now what do you get?
Oh, I've gotten all kinds of things. I'm a simple gal, so if I get a postcard I jump up and down with
hell
happiness.
No.
She's full of shit. She got that melamine china from Walgreens, probably. She ordered it herself. She orders stuff for herself.
Well, at least something.
And sends herself fan mail like that fucking Sunset Boulevard bullshit.
I do. And
does Gooch
love going,
send you fan mail with his white gloves?
Yes. And I love going to my P.O. box and getting my mail from my fans.
Yes.
My fans.
Yes,
it's
I didn't get fat. It's the television that got wider.
It's the podcast that got small.
Okay.
So that's me.
All right, we got your box. And thank you. And mm-hmm. Next we have One Turd Wisdom, Lucky Bitch Radio. I'm sorry. God, I swear that was not on purpose. WandaWisdom.com and IFlashMyBalls.com on purpose.com.
That's a good website. I should
and lie
that.
About it.
Make some extra money.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Were you saying goodbye to me? Goodbye.
Yeah.
And am I extraducing myself?
Yes, you are.
Well,
extraduce.
Well, I'm not going to go there. Have a wonderful week, and hopefully we'll be back again next year.
Yeah.
I hope that
next
you've enjoyed
something.
This program.
Soon. Soon.
And you can also send me gifts, not to Vera's P.O. box, but, you know, to my
vagina.
Studio. Yeah.
Lavender Media. Look on your website or something, right?
Oh, yes.
Myself. Are you done with the bye?
Yes, I'm done extroducing.
My name is the Lesbian Madge Weinstein. It's a title. And Yeast Radio is my program. I love that one comment that said, all of your programs suck, aren't as good as this program. And then they're like, oops. In other words, they said, each of your individual programs suck, but this one is good. But at least it was fair.
That's an interesting...
Yeah.
Ladies, get it together. This show is way better than all your individual grums combined.
Yeah,
oh,
that's right. Right. That's just not true, I have to say. But okay. In any case, what was I going to say?
You were extraducing yourself.
I was extraducing myself. You know what I was, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's true. Whatever. We suck. So we'll be right back. Thanks for being with us.
Bye.
Bye. Are you saying looking at my junk is equivalent to a broken mirror?